Joining us right now, Todd Pritchard from Wisconsin Emergency Management. Storms come and storms go. This time, your office and several others around the state are preparing for the next storm very early, it seems. What's special about this storm that you're getting everybody ready for a lot of snow?
Yeah, this one has every element that you can think of in a winter storm. It's got heavy snowfall. It's got the potential of freezing rain. It's got the potential of thunder snow, which we rarely see in Wisconsin, but that's a thunderstorm with snow falling. And it's got the element of unpredictability. It's just hard to exactly know what part of the state is going to get hit by what element that I just talked about. So we're really trying to give people a heads up that really over the next 24 hours, folks really need to listen to your station, watch the forecasts, monitor conditions very closely because things could change rather rapidly.
And when you look at the forecast, it's a big change from the wonderful weather we have right now. So this is really the ideal time to get ready, isn't it?
Absolutely. You know, it's a beautiful day out today. It's very deceiving. You know, I think a lot of us are ready to pack up our winter gear and, call it a day. But, not so fast. This one is really a big storm. And it's fast developing. It's actually starting to form, over Colorado. And it's going to intensify, gain a lot of speed and a lot of energy, and zoom on up into Wisconsin. So, the forecast track right now kind of has north central Wisconsin right in the bullseye of this thing. So I think if there's one message from us here at Wisconsin Emergency Management, it would be if you've got travel plans on Thursday, strongly recommend postponing, delaying, canceling those plans because, we're looking at the potential of, 8, 9, 10, 12 plus inches of snow, depending on how the storm tracks and where it goes. Really in the western end and north-central parts of the state. So you really could have impassable roads, dangerous travel conditions. And on top of that snow, it looks like we're going to have heavy winds, strong winds blowing 30, 40 miles an hour. So, if we don't quite reach blizzard conditions, we might have, very close to those in some parts of the state. So I think the bottom line is if you don't have to travel tomorrow, especially, don't. It's a great day to, try to, hunker down and stay home. Obviously, we know people have to get to work and, you still have to get from point A to B. So if you do have to go out, make sure you've got an emergency kit in your car, your cell phone is charged up, and make sure, people know when you're going to be arriving at a certain location, what route you're taking in case you do run into trouble.
We should also remind people it's good to check those emergency kits now and then. I know in my own case, just last week, I ended up changing a tire at 4 in the morning, and once you know, the flashlight batteries are dead. So,
oh, sure.
It's a good time to check those kits, too.
Absolutely. It's a great idea. I also have another story. My son occasionally raids my kit in the back seat of the car with it has the food and the water and stuff like that. So sometimes I look back there and go, oh, wait a second. What happened to that candy bar that I had stored in that little bottle of water? So absolutely, this is a good time to just make sure you've got that, basic survival gear because you never know if you get, if you do get into a situation where you're stuck in a ditch or maybe you're just in, heavy traffic, you can't really go forward or backward. Having some of that emergency gear just to kind of hold you over until help arrives is really important.
Anything we should add today?
I strongly recommend that folks take a look at the 511 road conditions as we go through the next 24 plus hours. Department of Transportation does a great job of updating those road conditions. So people can call 511 from any phone in the state, or you can go online at 511wi.gov, and you can check out the road conditions anywhere. And that is especially important if you're traveling, kind of longer distances in the state, if you're going from, Wausau to Madison or over to Eau Claire or something like that. You really want to make sure that the roads are passable, but there aren't any blockages, accidents that are in your way. Because as we've seen, that's kind of the number one culprit of trouble is when you get an accident on a major roadway and it jams up the system and you're kind stuck in the middle of it with no place to go. So that service could really save you a lot of time and grief.